Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Leute, es wird unangenehm, denn ich muss euch einfach fragen, habt ihr euch eigentlich schon mal um eure Versicherung gekümmert? Hier ist übrigens Tara vom Podcast Tara sagt was und ich sage euch, es wird allerhöchste Zeit, Ordnung in euer Versicherungschaos zu bringen und dabei kann euch die App Clark helfen. Da arbeiten ganz viele Expertinnen, die das hauptberuflich machen, man glaubt es kaum. Und mit meinem Code TARA60, alles groß und zusammengeschrieben, könnt ihr euch sogar einen Shopping-Gutschein sichern, 60 Euro, bei zum Beispiel Amazon oder Douglas einlösbar, mit dem Code TARA60.
These discussions with paramilitaries were at play with death.
Remarkable personal stories from around the world.
They don't speak with words, they speak with guns.
Lives Less Ordinary from the BBC World Service. Find it wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
I'm looking at around 100 mounds rising out of the earth, dotted between wispy pine trees. And if I get close, written on the headstones is a burial date, the name of a ship, and sometimes a captain's name. Incense and flowers are placed right in front of them. All these graves contain the sacred remains of whales and other large sea creatures that have died on these shores. And this temple behind me is a place dedicated to whale veneration.
This is the documentary from the BBC World Service. I'm Eliza Lomas, and in this episode of Heart and Soul, which explores spirituality from around the world, we meet the whale worshippers of Vietnam. An elderly man with few teeth and some missing fingers sits peacefully on a bench in the shade, chain-smoking. My interpreter Lam and I wander over to join him.
Can you introduce yourself?
Trần Văn Cư, 1946, năm nay 78 tuổi.
My name is Trần Văn Cư. I was born in 1946. I am 78 years old now.
Có cả đời hầu nhỏ lớn lên là tôi mới nghĩ là năm nay nữa mới 12 năm thôi.
My entire life I was a fisherman. I retired 12 years ago when my kids grew up and they could take care of me.
Năm nay 78 tuổi rồi làm gì nữa.
I'm 78 years old. I cannot do anything.
Can you tell me what do you do here? Where are we now?
Thưa quý vị, đây là Ngọc Lăng Nam Hải.
So we are at Ngọc Lân Nam Hải, a graveyard of the world in Bà Rịa Vũng Tàu province.
Địa của các ông á, tôi cũng phụ trách vừa ông Từ ở trên này vừa coi.
I am a caretaker of the graveyard, so I take care of the world graves every day.
Ku gestures towards the graves.
Thì bây giờ mấy cô cứ tới đó là thấy để Nam Hải gì mộ, Nam Hải gì mộ.
Over there, there are so many graves. And the biggest one that you can see was brought here in 2017.
On one side of each grave, he says, you can see the date that the whale passed away. Ku tells us that 543 Ka Ong have been buried in this graveyard since it was built around 25 years ago. Ka Ong literally translates as grandfather fish. Grandfather because they are considered an ancestor, while fish, in this context, is used for any large sea creature, but usually cetaceans, such as whales, dolphins or porpoises. Throughout this program, we'll use the phrase whale god to cover all these. I ask Ku where his belief in Ka Ong, the whale god, came from.
Cũng như theo ông cha truyền thuyết lại, tôi lớn lên là cái tục lệ thời các ông là.
He tells me that growing up, he learned to pray to the whale. It's something passed on from generation to generation, and practiced long before he was born. But there was one moment which really made him believe. He was just 14, working as a fisherman far out at sea. His boat began rocking violently. Gripped by terror, he prayed that the grandfather whale god would come and save him. Soon after, peering into the water, he saw two whales swimming beside his boat. The pair made sure his little vessel didn't overturn in the wild weather. And when the storm passed, he tells me, they swam away.
After that, how did that affect your spirituality?
Không, cái đó có ông cũng đã chứa rồi, cũng như đời ông cha của ông đã có rồi.
So from my ancestor generations, we pay tribute and believe in whale worship, but I never saw it myself. After the incident when I was 14, I myself witnessed it and I believed in the whale.
Còn ông cha mình đã có thời trước rồi.
We're in Phuc Hai, a sleepy fishing village a couple of hours east of the bustling metropolis of Ho Chi Minh City. This weekend is the festival honouring Ca Ong, the whale god, the biggest event of the year. Phuc Hai is one of a number of coastal towns in the south of Vietnam who worship the whale god, have dedicated temples, and hold a yearly festival around this time. Khu is part of the team organising offerings, a procession and a feast for the many temple goers he'll be visiting. We leave him to get some rest before tomorrow. The Whale Cemetery is on the northeastern edge of the village, just across the road from the beach. In the heart of the village, small alleyways lead to another brightly decorated temple adorned with colourful festival flags. Balanced on the temple railings are intricately painted boats, impressive replicas of those to be seen out at sea. Immediately next door, the ground floor of someone's home is turned into a cafe, serving endless iced coffee to locals who sit out front on tiny plastic chairs. So typical of Vietnam. A group of young men are laughing as they work together threading ropes. At first, I think they must be preparing nets to go out to sea. But as we get closer, I realise they're stringing lights to hang up in the temple, ready for tomorrow. We take a seat next to them and soon discover that they are all working fishermen. They say that for the next couple of days they're taking holiday, so they can pay their respects to the whale god.
My name is Nguyễn Tấn Đạt. I'm 36 years old. I have been working on the sea for 22 years since I was 14.
Anh đang đi biển nè. Nói chung thì cuộc sống trên biển thì nó là hồi đó giờ nó là đã khó khăn rồi.
Being a fisherman means your life is always up and down. It's very hard because you can never predict nature. Sometimes there are big waves, hurricanes. There's natural disaster that you cannot prevent. I have to catch lots of fish before resting. There is no house on the sea, so we have to sleep in a ship and we have to share small space with everyone.
Has life as a fisherman got harder since you started out?
Từ cái lúc mà anh làm biển đến giờ, làm biển bây giờ có càng ngày càng khó không?
Chung thì biển là nó là chú khó khăn à.
It's getting harder and harder to be a fisherman because there's not a lot of fish to catch, especially squid.
So tell me about your relationship with Cá Ông.
Giữa anh với Cá Ông như thế nào?
Nói chung thì có tình.
I wholeheartedly believe in Cá Ông. I have heard of stories and legends from my ancestors. Whenever you are on the sea, you encounter any difficulties, the Lord of the Sea will come and help you. He brings you a lot of good luck. And for fishermen like me, I need luck. So that's why every year, even though I am very busy, I always take a break to come here and prepare for the festival.
Ví dụ như như ngày Tết đó, là thắp nhang đây xong xuôi lên thăm ông.
Dat says that he takes offerings to Ka Ong at New Year and always visits the graveyard. I ask him if he's ever had an encounter out at sea. He quickly answers, yes, both at sea and inland, when the whale passed away. He then tells a story he heard from his father, of a friend whose boat was broken into pieces at sea. The grandfather whale god came and made sure he returned home safely. Such tales are ingrained in my mind, he says, so we strongly believe in and revere the whale god. Over the next couple of days, we'll be regaled with more tales like these, be it of a cousin, a family member, or an acquaintance. Everyone, it seems, has a story they pass on of being saved by a whale. Back inside the temple, which comprises a large open courtyard and various covered spaces, there's an impressive production line of cake making, with kids, teenagers, parents and grandparents all involved. One group is rolling balls of coconut, durian and bean paste. Another is folding them into banana leaves, while a third is busy frying. I ask a few of them, do you believe in Ka Ong? Yes.
I believe in Ka Ong.
Yes, we do. We chat to one woman who's just come to pray and give an offering.
So my name is Ching. I am 46 years old. I'm a local here. I sell seafood in Phước Hải. I heard of Ka Ong legend when I was small from my grandfather, and I truly believe in him. I believe that whenever fishermen here go to the sea, he will always be there to support people.
Are you coming to the festival tomorrow?
Chị có đến lễ hội ngày mai không ạ?
À không, bữa nay chị đến sớm. Tại vì ngày mai có khả năng rất là đông em, ngày 9.
I will not go to the festival tomorrow because it will be very crowded. Today I decided to go earlier to pay tribute to the Lord of the Sea, send incense. I wish for a lot of luck for my business and good health for my family members. This is a belief. I am a child of the sea. He not only support my business, but also local people here. From what I heard, he helped a lot of my ancestors to survive through a lot of natural disaster.
As the sun goes down on the eve of the festival, I think how heartening it is to see a whole community gathering together like this. This is the documentary from the BBC World Service.
Leute, es wird unangenehm, denn ich muss euch einfach fragen, habt ihr euch eigentlich schon mal um eure Versicherung gekümmert? Hier ist übrigens Tara vom Podcast Tara sagt was und ich sage euch, es wird allerhöchste Zeit, Ordnung in euer Versicherungschaos zu bringen und dabei kann euch die App Clark helfen. Da arbeiten ganz viele Expertinnen, die das hauptberuflich machen, man glaubt es kaum. Und mit meinem Code TARA60, alles groß und zusammengeschrieben, könnt ihr euch sogar einen Shopping-Gutschein sichern, 60 Euro, bei zum Beispiel Amazon oder Douglas einlösbar, mit dem Code TARA60.
I was drawn to the mountains even as a little girl, simply out of a passion and a desire to move around in nature.
Five mountaineers with the same personal goal. To be the first woman to climb all 14 of the world's highest peaks.
I wanted to push myself to the limit.
Amazing sports stories from the BBC World Service tells their inspiring story.
You find something inside you to continue.
Our own strength.
Search for amazing sports stories wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
So it's the morning of the festival. It's 5:30. We've just woken up, ready to go to the village. Everything happens early in southern Vietnam because of the intense heat of the day, which gathers as the day gets on.
We head to the temple, where a group of teenage boys are readying themselves to inhabit a snake costume, which will require 8 or 9 of them to move in unison. Elders are putting on their traditional silks. Offerings for the whale god are being gathered. I'm still curious about a lot of aspects of whale worship. Where, for instance, did it come from? As a group of drummers begin a performance in the main courtyard, we sit down with Nguyen Tan Loi from Ho Chi Minh City, who's been researching whale worship in Vietnam for years and is in Phuc Hai just for the event.
Can you tell me where the legend of Ka Ong comes from, what you've discovered?
The first origin story, Loi explains, is from Buddhism, about a whale created from the goddess of mercy, Quan Am in Vietnamese, who throws pieces of her dress into the sea, which turn into giant creatures who can help people in need. Another, he tells me, comes from the Cham people. For centuries, the Champa kingdom extended over central and southern Vietnam until it was conquered in around the 1830s by the Nguyen dynasty, the last imperial family to rule Vietnam.
According to the Cham people, they believe that the whale was the king that came from Malaysia. That's why they worship the whale. And for the Viet people, they inherited this tradition of whale worshipping directly from the Cham, but they also got the influence from Buddhism and also from Islam, and they did gradually adjust and change and modify the ritual that they do to fit the Vietnamese culture and also the Vietnamese belief.
Loi tells us that when the Nguyen dynasty invaded the former Champa kingdoms, they banned the Cham people from fishing, only allowing them to work in the fields.
Let me explain to you, because now it's hard to find the evidence of whale worshipping in Cham culture. The reason is the Cham people used to live and settle in this area before, so they also relied a lot on fishing as a way of living, and that's why they had all this story of legends about whale worshipping and why they need to revere those giant creatures in the sea to be safe.
Though much has disappeared, evidence of the old Champa kingdom remains. There are still many Cham people living in Vietnam, some temple sites, and perhaps these ancient beliefs associated with whales.
Nowadays, I think in Vietnam you can only find only one Cham temple that's whale-worshipping somewhere in the central part of Vietnam. But it also has been converted into the Viet temple for whale worshipping. So it's very the very limited size or evidence of the Cham worshipping the whale now in Vietnam.
Loi explains that it's because of this connection to the Cham history that you can only find whale worship in central and southern Vietnam. It's not practiced in the north.
It's also reflect the history that the tradition only appear in the area where the Cham used to live.
Behind us, there's a delicious smell. Groups of women are sitting cooking vats of fried fish and getting the rice and fresh greens ready for lunch. Delicious. I consider the one origin story we have been told by villagers here. It comes from Nguyen An, the emperor of that famous Nguyen dynasty who conquered the Cham to take over the south, and eventually the whole of Vietnam.
hoặc là những câu chuyện khác nữa.
One story is like when Nguyễn Ánh was running away from the invader in the north. At that time, there was a huge storm at the sea, and there was these two giant fish that came and helped his ship and accompanied it safely to the shore. So he was saved by the sea creature. There are other stories created during the Nguyễn Ánh time, and in my opinion, those stories were created by Nguyễn Ánh as political device to get the sympathy from people in the South and to kind of like strengthen his reign over people in the South here.
Because of these stories, Nguyễn Ánh would allocate money to whale-worshipping temples in the South to pay tribute to those creatures who saved his life. These stories have been shared and passed on down the generations.
Nếu mà xét lịch sử đó, đó là trong truyền thuyết nha. Còn lịch sử, thử đặt lịch sử đó chính là một cách thức.
Even though in history books those stories are clearly like created, right? Fictional, but the people in the South, they don't really care about that. They truly believe in this spiritual and giant creature or like holy creature that actually guard this whole area and making sure that their lives is safe. So as you see in this festival and in the people attending this, they wholly believe in this tradition and in this belief that the whale is God.
Men in blue silks are beginning to gather up the bright flags to carry. The temple shamans are positioning themselves expectantly. The procession is imminent. But there's one more person I want to speak to. Someone who can tell me about the burial rituals. We're introduced to Sam, a former captain.
My name is Chen Thanh San. I'm 64 years old. I have 40 years of experience as a fisherman. The last time I found the grandfather at sea was in 2022.
His boat number, 87, is on the back of one of the gravestones at the Whale Cemetery. He remembers the creature being 2 meters long. I ask San to explain what should happen when you come across a whale carcass.
Theo nấu chuyện với tới bây giờ luôn, thì hỏi mình lên cái được cá ông á là mình.
So whenever we find his body at sea, we will have to make sure that we take care of it in terms of like organizing or preparing for a proper funerals. That is the belief that has been passed down from generation to generation.
He tells us that after finding a whale carcass, they'll bring him onto the boat, wash him, cover him with a mat, and carry him to the graveyard that same day.
The procedures that take care of the whale god would be similar to how we would take care of our family members.
There's a burial service for the whale, after which the captain should wear a white mourning scarf for 3 years.
So after the burial service, there are several rituals at specific time points, like after 49 days, we'll come here and then put some offering and pay respect to him. And then the same will happen on the 100 days. And then after 1 year, and then after that, every year, we would have to come and pay respect and put up our offerings here. And then after 3 years, we would have this ceremony to collect his bones.
As the whale is considered a family member, the rituals followed are much the same. What he describes are traditional Vietnamese rites of reburial, where the body is exhumed after 3 years, the bones washed in alcohol and cleaned, then reburied, ready for the final part of their spiritual journey.
So we believe that if the whale god is properly taken care of, then it will ensure that we have a good luck and harmony and prosperity in our life.
Nhiều cái khi mà mình nói đại khái gặp nạn hay mình giái có khi ông cũng nổ lên luôn. Ông nổ lên ông cứu độ cho mình.
For fishermen, we feel more confident when we know that somebody is overseeing us when we are at sea. It feels good whenever we encounter hardship, then we can pray to him so that he won't come and help us.
Nói chung là mình hỏi mình bước ra cái thuyền mà nổ máy là tất nhiên là mình phải giấy ông độ chứ.
Life at sea is certainly dangerous and risky. That's why before leaving, we always pray for his blessing.
Meanwhile, in the courtyard, the procession is about to begin. A painted effigy of Ka Ong is brought into the middle of the temple. It's a couple of meters long and resting on a painted block covered with a red cloth. Another temple caretaker, Nguyễn Văn Lợi, kindly explains to us.
In Phước Hải, Cá Ông had some very distinctive features. So it has to have the eyes of phoenix, straight teeth, and also the breast is pink. So whenever there is a report of a giant fish, a dead fish washed upon the shore, a group of shaman would have to go and check the feature of that fish. So if it doesn't have all of these features, then it is not Ka Ong in Phước Hải.
In fact, the species that this sculpture perhaps most resembles, which I look up later, is the Indo-Pacific humpback dolphin, also known as the Chinese white dolphin. A group of men in shimmering silk turn the effigy around to face the temple entrance. The teenagers with their giant snake puppet lead the procession into the village. And we follow the music, winding through the alleyways, onto the main road to the beach.
I've arrived at the sea and I can see hundreds and hundreds of people all gathered to observe this spectacle. The wind is quite strong today and it's actually whipping up the whale god's red cover.
The sea is teeming with boats, which have arranged themselves in a huge semicircular formation. Everyone is in place, ready to greet the whale god Ka Ong, who's guided carefully to the edge of the ocean. You've been listening to the documentary from the BBC World Service. I'm Eliza Lomas.
The mountains are what keeps me motivated in life.
It's where we get to ask ourselves who we are and who we want to become.
At the turn of this century, five mountaineers set out on individual missions to become the first woman to scale all 14 of the world's 8,000ers. 14 mountains, all above 8,000 meters.
It was about pitting themselves against nature rather than each other.
They knew only one of them would succeed. But whether they liked it or not, it would come to be seen as a race.
Five women vying against each other.
The media needed to find some competition, and they find it.
A race with deadly consequences.
We are just not designed to live in these environments.
Getting down alive was my only goal in that situation.
Amazing Sports Stories from the BBC World Service tells their story in Chasing Mountains.
Every step was an achievement.
Search for Amazing Sports Stories wherever you get your BBC podcasts.